Let's open up our Bibles to 2 Corinthians.
好，再翻回哥林多后书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
亲爱弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
Now, the first word there in the English text is therefore.
啊，在英文呢，前面的第一个字是因此，这中文没有啊。
And remember what I said about this.
啊，记得我说过这些话吗？
This is very common in the writings of Paul.
在保罗的写作里头，这是很普遍的啊。
Romans 1 through 11.
第一章到十一章
，He tells us everything that God has done for us in Christ.
他告诉我们神在基督里我们成就的一切美事。
And then in Romans 12,
然后到罗马书十二章
，Verse 1,
十二章第一节
，He says therefore.
他说因此我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And in chapter 12 through 16,
然后十二章到十六节呢
，He tells us how we should live.
他就告诉我们应当如何生活了。
So God has done this for us in Christ.
好，因为神在基督里我们成就了这些事。
How then shall we live?
那么，因此我们当怎样生活呢？
In Ephesians 1 through 3.
在以弗所书一到三章。
God tells us everything He's done for us in Christ.
神告诉我们他我们在基督里所成就的一切美事。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
然后以弗所书四到一四章一节呢？
Therefore.
说因此。
And then chapter 4 through 6, he tells us how we should live.
因此四到六章，他告诉我们应当怎么生活。
So we are to know theology.
所以我们要知道神学，明白神学。
The truth of who God is and what He's done for us in Christ.
我们要明白神到底是什么样的神，他在基督里我们成就了哪一些这些真理都要知道。
And then we're to study the scriptures to know how we are to live in light of that.
然后我们要根据我们所得到的恩典呢。也要研究圣经，我们当如何生活。
There are people who try to live for Christ.
有些人他们想要为基督而活。
But they don't have any doctrine.
但是他们却没有教义的根基。
And because of that, they live wrongly, even though they're sincere.
所以他们虽然很真诚，却过着一个不合乎真理的生活。
And then there are people who have really good doctrine.
还有一些另外一些人啊，他们教义懂得很多，道理懂得很好。
But they think it is an intellectual thing, and they never live it out.
但他们以为仅仅是知识，是理性上的一些神学知识，所以他们从来没有活出来。
We are supposed to have good doctrine.
我们不但要有好的神学教义。
And then we're to live our lives according to it.
我们也要按着这些教义的真理来生活出来。
Now, in this case, look what we have.
好，在这个情况下，我们看看啊。
We have in chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, we have many promises of God for us.
好，在第六章16节到18节，我们看到神的许多的美好的应许。
That He will be our God.
他要做我们的神。
And we will be His people.
我们要成为他的儿女。
He will be with us.
他要与我们同在。
And he will, and we will be his sons and daughters.
我们会成为他的儿女，做他的百姓。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
好，七章一节。
How then shall we live?
那么既然如此，我们当怎么生活呢？
He says, therefore, having these promises.
他说，亲爱弟兄，我们既有这等应许。
Since you have these wonderful promises.
既然你有了这些，已经有这些美好的应许了。
How then shall we live?
那么我们当怎么生活呢？
But then he also says, being beloved.
他说，哎，亲爱的，亲爱的弟兄。
He calls us beloved here.
他这里称我们为被爱的，蒙爱。
Since you are beloved of God.
既然你们蒙神所爱。
How shall you live?
那么你们当如何生活呢？
How shall you live?
怎么生活？
Now imagine there's this man who's extremely wealthy.
好，想象啊，有一个非常富裕的人。
And extremely noble.
非常高尚、高贵的人。
And then imagine there's this young girl.
再想象有一个女孩，小女孩，年轻女孩。
She's very poor.
她非常穷困啊，潦倒。
Her mother was a prostitute.
她妈妈是个妓女。
Her father died in prison.
她爸爸在监狱里头就死了。
She's a janitor.
她是一个打扫卫生的小女孩。
This man owns this huge office building.
但这个男人呢，拥有一个大公司啊，楼房。
He's respected.
他是德高望重的。
He's a good man.
他是一个好人。
He's a billionaire.
他是个哇，亿万富翁。
Every woman in the world wants to marry him.
世上每个女人都想嫁给他。
He's good looking.
他又长得又高又富又帅。
But one day he's working in his office.
但有一天他在公司办公的时候呢。
And he hears somebody fall.
他听到一个人扑通通倒下来。
He's working late.
他在三更半夜工作。
And he hears somebody fall.
他听到有人跌倒。
He runs out of his office.
他就从办公室跑出去。
And it's the janitor.
就是那个打扫卫生的小女孩。
A young girl.
一个女孩。
No reputation.
那个默默无闻的。
No money.
又没钱。
Nothing.
一无所有的穷光蛋。
She's fallen down because she's so tired and so hungry.
因为她又饿又渴，所以她跌倒了又疲倦。
And he puts his hand under her head.
那个大老板就拿着手扶着她的头。
He lifts her up.
把她扶起来。
He looks at her.
看看她。
And he loves her.
他就爱上了她。
He takes her to the hospital.
就把她带到医院去。
And he stays by her side.
他就在她旁边照顾她。
He has to leave for a few moments.
他必须暂时离开。
And the young girl wakes up.
那个女孩就醒过来了。
And she looks around.
她东张西望。
What am I doing here?
我在这干什么？我怎么落到这儿？
You fell.
你刚刚跌倒了。
We're here to help you.
我们在这儿帮你。
But I can't pay for any of this.
我住不起医院呢。
I gotta leave.
我要走，我要走。
They say, relax.
放心，放心。
It's all paid for.
已经付了，医药费都付了。
Who paid for it?
谁为我付的钱？
Well,We thought he was your husband.
我们以为他是你老公呢。
My husband.
我老公。
I don't have a husband.
我哪有老公？
Well, you may not have a husband.
你也许没有丈夫。
But you have a man who loves you.
但有一个爱你的男人。
He's done nothing but stay here by your side.
他一直在你旁边照顾。
Not only is he a man.
不仅他是个男人。
He's the wealthiest man. He's world famous.
他是鼎鼎有名的。
She's just like,What are you talking about?
那个女孩说你在讲什么
He comes in the room.
那个老板来了。
She says, who are you?
她说你是谁啊
The man who loves you.
我是爱你的男人。
Now everything in your life has changed.
你的整个生命就彻底的彻头尾。
You are no longer from an ignoble family.
你不再是从一个卑微的家族出生了。
You are my family.
你成为我家族里的人。
You are no longer poor.
你不再贫穷了。
I'm the richest man in the world.
世上最富足的人。
You no longer have to worry.
你不用再担心了。
I've already sent out men and women who work for me just to buy your clothing.
我已经打发人出去替你买衣服。
How then shall she live?
那既然如此，这个女孩从此应当如何生活呢？
How will everything change?
她的生命会怎么改变呢？
That's a poor illustration of what's happened to the church.
这是一个不是个很好的例子啊，这表明发生在教会身上的事。
He found us as an abandoned baby.
她找到我们，当我们被像弃婴一样被抛弃的时候，他找着我们。
In the ditch beside the road，
在路旁的水沟旁边把我们捡起来。
We were still covered in the blood from our own birth。
我们从那个出生的母胎的血中被沾染了，还在血泊中。
And he picked up the church。
他把教会扶持起来。
And he loved her。
他爱他的教会。
And he cleaned off her blood.
把她的血，身上的脏血都洗干净。
And dressed her in the finest of clothing.
给她穿戴最美丽的装饰。
And he made her his wife.
使她成为他的心腹。
How then shall we live?
既然如此，她当怎么生活呢？
I was a wicked man.
我是一个败坏的人。
I wake up one morning, having slept the entire night in my own vomit.
我有一天起来, 我在我自己的呕吐中醒过来, 一晚上睡在那儿。
Jesus Christ saved me.
耶稣基督拯救了我。
Cleaned me off.
把我洗干净。Adopted
me.
他收养了我。
How then shall I live?
Do you
see that?
看到吗?
And it's the same way with you if you are a Christian.
如果你是个基督徒,
you were a radically depraved, God-hating sinner.
你是一个恨无神的,
you deserve the judgment of hell. Christ looked upon you and loved you.
但基督看着你,
he died on Calvary in your place.
他在加略上为你而死,
to pay for all your crimes. He loved you when you were filthy and ugly.
当你又脏又丑的时候,
and he cleaned you.
他洁净了你,
and he dressed you in his righteousness.
他用他的义袍覆盖了你,
and he's gone to prepare a place for you.
如今他到天上为你预备地方去,
how then shall you live?
你当怎样生活?
How?
怎么生活呢?
You see, that's what it's all about.
你看,这就是人生的目的。
This is a story more beautiful than any man could ever write.
这是一个任何人能够编出来的更美的故事,更美的。
You want to talk about a love story?
你要讲爱情故事吗?
This is a love story.
这才是真正的爱的故事。
How shall we live?
既然如此,怎么生活呢?
He says, let us cleanse ourselves.
我们既有这等应许,就当洁净自己。
You say, hold it.
你说等会儿。
The Bible says that we are cleansed through the blood of Jesus.
圣经说的我们是借着基督的宝血蒙洁净当。
So why is it now saying we must cleanse ourselves?
这里怎么说我们要洁净自己呢?
The moment you believe in Jesus,
你信靠主耶稣基督那一刻,
by faith,
凭着信靠他,
you are reconciled to God.
你就与父神和好了。
You are justified.
你就被称义了。
You are legally declared to be right with him.
在律法上神已经称你为义了。And
he treats you as right with him.
他对待你就像你是与他和好。And
he has cleansed you of all your sin in the sense of penalty.
你的罪,所有的罪的刑罚,他已经把你全部都一笔勾销了。
You're right before him and he loves you.
你在他面前你是义的,他爱你。
But as we live in on this planet,
但是当我们生活在这个世上的时候,
even though our position is a position of perfect righteousness before God,
尽管我们的地位在神面前是毫无瑕疵的,是完全被称义的地位,
we should seek to live in a way that is conformed to our position.
我们也当活出跟我们的地位相称的生活来。
We should cleanse ourselves.
我们要洁净自己。
That means that we abstain from sin.
意思就是我们要远离一切的罪恶。
We seek to avoid temptation.
我们要远离一切的试探。
We don't put ourselves in situations that could soil us.
我们不要到一些能够玷污我们的环境中。
Imagine the woman that I talked about that fell down and woke up in the hospital with this man who loved her.
记得我刚讲那个女孩,她跌倒了,然后又爬起来,然后醒过来,那个男孩爱她,接纳她。
What if after he married her?
如果这个女孩跟那个男孩结婚之后,把她接,男孩把她接近了,然后把她高举了。
She then goes and commits adultery.
这个女孩又跑出去犯奸淫了。
Over and over and over again.
一次次犯奸淫,那怎么办?
She doesn't separate herself from other men.
她不肯把自己跟别的男人分离出来。
She doesn't separate herself from other loves.
她不愿意跟其他的心中所爱的东西分离出来的话。
She breaks his heart.
那她就会把那男孩的心给伤透了。
But how should she live?
那她 既然如此,他应当怎样生活?
Remember what I said last night?
记得我昨晚说的吗?
When I got married,
当我结婚的时候,
I said yes to my wife.
当我对我妻子说, 我愿意, 是的时候,
and I said no to every other woman in the world.
同时我向其他世上所有的女人说, 不,
do you see that?
看到没有?
Not just yes to my wife.
不仅仅对我的妻子说, 是,
no to every other woman.
我更向其他任何的所有的女人说不。
When we say yes to Christ,
当我们向基督说, 是, 我愿意的时候,
we're saying no to all the idols of this world.
也在向世上所有的偶像说不。
All the other loves.
所有我心中所爱的说不。
We cleanse ourselves.
我们洁净自己。
In 1 John it says, we purify ourselves as he is pure.
约翰一书说, 凡向他有这指望,
now make no mistake about it.
不要搞错了。
By faith we are cleansed through the blood of the Lamb.
我们是因着信,我们借着基督的宝血蒙洁净了。
And that is our position before God.
这是我们在神面前的地位。
But since we have that position,
既然我们有了这个地位,
let us live according to it.
让我们也活出我们跟我们地位相称的生活来。
There's a story about one of the queens of England.
关乎英国其中一个女皇有个故事啊,
that when she was born,
当她生出来的时候呢,
everyone knew she was going to be queen.
人人都知道有一天她会当皇后。
But they decided not to tell her.
但是他们决定呢, 不要告诉她, 不要事先讲,
because they thought if she realizes that she's going to be queen,
因为他们说, 如果这个女孩知道有一天她会当皇后的话呢,
as a little girl, she won't listen to anybody.
小孩就知道自己要当皇后, 她就会无法无天, 谁都不听了。
But when she was 12 years old,
当她12岁的时候,
she discovered by accident that she was the queen.
她偶然,
she was going to be the queen.
她会做皇后。
And everyone noticed that her life totally changed at
that time.
But it didn't change negatively like they thought.
但是不是负面的改变,
she began to live with greater nobility.
这个女孩呢,
and with greater honor.
皇后的尊荣的生活了。
And they asked her,
他们问她,
what has happened?
到底发生什么事啊?
And she said this,
她说,
I have discovered that I will be queen.
我发现了有一天我要做皇后耶。
Therefore, I will act
所以,
like a queen now.
既然如此, 我现在就要活出皇后的样子来。
I will live in that kind of nobility.
我要活出皇后的尊严。
That's the way we should be.
我们也应当如此。
I have been adopted.
我们已经被神收养了, 得了儿子的名分。
I have been granted a wide entrance into heaven.
神敞开大门, 让我进入他的天国。
I will one day reign with Christ.
有一天我会与基督一同做王的。
How then shall I live?
既然如此, 我当怎么生活呢?
Obedient.
顺服。
Noble.
高尚。
Doing what my king commands.
尊贵要遵行我父神的旨意。
Living in light of the great thing that has been done for us.
我们要因着神为我们所做的大事而活出相称的生活来。
He says, cleanse ourselves.
这里说到要洁净自己。
From all defilement.
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽。
Anything that will make us dirty.
任何能够玷污我们的东西要除掉。
What are the main things that make us dirty?
什么东西会使我们被玷污呢?
These two things right here. These eyes.
这两个眼睛啊, 会玷污我们。
These ears.
还有这两个耳朵。
This world is, it constantly bombards us with filth.
这个世界不断地用 肮脏污秽东西在轰炸我们。
And some of it is unavoidable.
有些是难以避免的。
But you don't have to invite it into your home.
但你没有必要把这些脏东西请到家里头来。
The media,
这媒体啊, 电视啊,
television,
电视啊, 等等,
cinema,
电影啊,
radio,
广播节目啊,
the billboards,
还有那个, 叫什么, billboard,
yep,
那个,
the signs,
那个广告啊, 等等的, 哇, 那些乱七八糟,
the advertisements,
哇, 我们看到的,
You walk through the mall and you have to literally walk with your head down.
你经过商场，你简直不敢抬头，眼睛都不敢往上看。
Because of the gigantic posters that are not appropriate.
因为那些难以不堪入目的那些广告的影像。
I want to go back to something that I don't know. Many of you maybe have heard the name Leonard Ravenhill.
也许你们听过这个名字, Leonard Ravenhill.
He's a great preacher who passed away many years ago.
多年前已经去世的一个伟大的传道人。
He sent me a track one time when I was a young preacher.
当我是个年轻传道人的时候, 他给了我一个单张啊,
and it said this.
上面写着,
others can, but you cannot.
别人可以做,
and what it meant was this.
他的意思是,
other Christians may say that they have the freedom to do all these kinds of things.
也许别的基督徒说他们有这个自由，可以做这个做那个，都可以。
But if you truly want the power of God on your life,
如果你想要真正在你生命中得着神的能力的话,
if you truly want to see God use you,
如果你真的要神使用你的话,
if you desire to be a man of God or a woman of God,
你渴望成为属神的,
then you cannot do those things.
那么你不能去碰这些事儿。
You must make decisions in your life.
你必须在生命中做决定。
And many of those decisions are no.
很多的决定都是不。
I will not be a part of this.
我不能同流合污。
Some pastors from Brazil.
有一些从秘鲁来的牧师。
A few weeks ago.
几个礼拜前告诉我的。
That when I went to Brazil,
当我去秘鲁的时候,
to preach,
去讲道,
my two little boys went with me.
我两个小男孩跟我一块去了,
and they were just little.
那时候他们还小,
and they were seated at a table with many of the pastors.
他们跟许多的牧师坐在一块, 在一个桌上,
and this woman walked by,
这个女人经过,
who was dressed in a very bad way.
她穿的衣服非常的稀少,
and the pastor said, yeah, that's not funny.
不好笑。
That's sin.
那是罪啊。
And the pastors looked at her.
这些牧师就看着她。
They admitted it.
他们承认。
But then they heard my two sons say this.
他听到我两个儿子说。
One of my boys said, oh, that woman is dressed so bad.
其中我一个儿子说, 那个女的怎么穿着这个样子?
And my other son took his face and turned it away.
我另外一个儿子,
就，don't look，他说不要看，不要看。 You see that?
看到没有？
I'm not trying to boast about my children.
我不是在夸我两个儿子。
I'm just making a point.
我在表明一个事实。
Most of those pastors,
那些大多数那些牧师,
probably when they were younger and more zealous would have turned away.
也许他们年轻的时候, 他们热心的时候, 他们会掩面不看那些事。
Compromise, 渐渐的妥协，一步步的妥协就下去了，滑下去了。 Your heart becomes cold.
你的心就越来越冷淡了。Sin
no longer seems so ugly.
罪在你眼中不再那么丑陋了。There's
a story I tell. It's probably just a story.
我曾经讲过故事啊，也许就是个故事而已啊。But
it's so good.
但是故事太好了。This
violinist is playing his last concert.
这个小提琴家在他最后的演奏当中,
and it's a wonderful.
哇,
he's an old man, he's a master.
他是个老人家, 他是个专家, 他是音乐家,
and after he finishes,
他弹完了之后,
a young man who was a violinist came up to him.
一个年轻的小提琴家来到他面前,
and he said, I would give my life to play like you.
年轻人说我宁可 把我的一牺牲性命要学到你那个功夫啊。
And the old man says,
那老人说啊,
I have given my life to play like you.
我的确付出了生命的代价才能够弹成这个样子。
You see, you have to make a choice.
你看你必须要做出选择。
It's really kind of like this.
其实真是像这样啊。
Just how much of God do you want?
就是到底 你要多少的神呢?
How much do you want to be used of God?
你到底多想被神使用啊?
Defilement, everything that would make us dirty.
这些 污秽的东西，任何会玷污我们的肮脏污秽。
Defilement of flesh and spirit, it says.
这里说到是身体灵魂一切的污秽。
And what does it mean?
什么意思？
Flesh and spirit.
身体灵魂。
Well, when some people hear this type of language, they start dividing up what a human is and things like that.
当有人听到这些身体灵魂，就开始讲三元论、二元论，就开始干起来。
You like when Jesus says, "With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength."
你像就像耶稣说，你要尽心、尽意、尽心爱主你的神。
Well, you need to understand.
你需要明白啊。
Hebrew thought.
希伯来的思想模式。
He's not necessarily dividing us up.
他这里不是在讲 你有灵啊有魂啊三元二元不是。
He's really saying with everything you are.
他讲的是你的一切所有。
Defilement of everything you are.
一切能够玷污你的东西。
Don't defile anything that you are.
不要玷污你的任何的层面。
Not your body.
你的身体不要被玷污。
Which is primarily through sexual immorality.
这主要是借着性上的不道德的事儿。
Yes, in sexual immorality, you sin against your own body.
当你犯性的罪，男女的罪的时候，你在触犯得罪自己的身体。
But also your spirit.
还有你的灵里头。
Your mind.
你的心思，你的思想，你的意念，你的理性。
Your interior life.
你这里面的生命。
You see, that's why Jesus told the Pharisees.
所以耶稣告诉法利赛人。
You think that you haven't committed adultery simply because you haven't done something physical?
你以为你没有肉身跟女人睡觉，你就没有犯奸淫吗？
But if you've lusted in your own heart, you've committed adultery.
如果你心里头，你的眼睛看到，你心里就想入非非，已经犯奸淫。
We're to guard our hearts.
所以我们要保守自己的心，胜于保守。
Guard our minds.
要保守我们的意念、思想。
Garbage comes in, garbage comes out.
垃圾进来，垃圾出去。
Sometimes young men will say, "Brother Paul, I have so many bad thoughts."
有时候年轻人会说，哎，保罗弟兄，我有很多不洁净的思想啊。
And I always ask them this question.
我总是问他们啊。
Where did they come from?
那这些不良的思想、肮脏的思想从哪来的？
What have you been watching?
你在看什么东西啊？
What have you been watching?
你一直都在看什么？
What have you been looking at on the internet?
你在网络上看的是什么？
What have you been looking at on television?
在电视上这些看的是什么？
What have you been looking at with regard to other people walking down the street?
当别人在路上行走的时候，你在看什么？
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Do you know why to look upon someone of the opposite sex with lust in your heart? Do you want to know why that's sin?
你知道为什么你看到异性心中就动了淫念，这是罪呢？
Because it's lovelessness.
因为这是没有爱的表现。
It's a lack of love.
这是缺乏爱心。
It's like murder.
就像杀人。
You've killed them as a person in your own mind, and now you just use them as an object.
你在你的思想里头，你把它杀掉了。现在你也是，你要利用那些人做你的发泄的对象。
It's exalting yourself to the position of God.
你把自己当做神了。
Now you are sovereign over that person.
现在你有主权主宰他的命运。
You can think anything you want.
你可以想入非非，你要怎么想他都行。
I could just go on and on and on.
我可以不断的讲下去啊。
It's like the young guy who said to me.
就像一个年轻人对我说。
What's so big a deal about us going out and partying tonight at the disco and all that and chasing girls? What's wrong with that?
我今天晚上去跳舞、喝酒、宴乐，就找女孩，有什么问题？
I said, Did you hear what you said?
你听到你刚刚自己说的话吗？
Chasing girls?
你要追逐女孩？
Let's use some synonyms.
那我们用一些同义词好了。
Pursuing girls.
你追逐女孩。
That's what lions do to deer.
这就是狮子老虎怎么追逐鹿。
You and your friends are going out like a pack of wolves to hunt young girls.
你跟你的朋友要出去像一群野狼要去追逐猎取。女孩
？What's wrong with that？
这有什么不对
？To use them？
你要利用他们
？With no commitment？
你根本不想跟他们结婚
？Then to boast about what you've done？
然后夸口你所干的好事
？To dishonor their father？
你要玷污他们的
爸爸。
Knowing it would break their father's heart to know that's what's happening to their daughter.
你知道，就叫他的父亲心碎，当他们发现你对他女儿所做的事。
What's wrong with that?
这有什么不对？
What kind of beast are you?
你是什么样的牲畜啊？
But do you see that's what it is?
你看，这就是你所做的。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Well, the girl wants to do it too.
那女孩自愿的。
So you're going to help her?
你要去帮助她吗？
Dishonor herself?
你要帮助她侮辱自己吗？
Is that love?
这是爱吗？
And you are going to help her break her father and mother's heart?
你要帮助她使她的父母亲的心破碎吗？
Is that love?
这是爱吗？
And you're going to dishonor her God?
你要使她侮辱羞辱她的神吗？
Who made her?
那创造她的主吗？
And you want to know what's wrong with that?
你要知道这错在哪吗？
You see, sometimes we need to look at things from a different perspective, don't we?
有时候我们需要从不同的角度来看一件事。
And we start seeing how wicked it is.
我就看到这件事是何等的邪恶。
He says, cleanse yourself from this.
圣经说要洁净身体灵魂一切的污秽。
But let me say this also.
让我也要说啊。
There's a difference between a clean person.
一个洁净的人。
And a legalist.
和一个律法主义者不一样。
Yeah.
嗯。
Today the word legalist is used a lot.
今天我们用很多这个律法主义，常常用这个词啊。
People call me a legalist.
甚至有人叫我是律法主义者。
Because I teach that there are actually commands in the Bible.
因为我教导圣经里头很多的诫命、律法。
But you know what a legalist is?
你知道一个真正律法主义是什么样的人呢？
Someone who teaches that we are saved through keeping the commands.
是一个人他教导我们是借着遵行律法才能得救。
Are someone who adds more commandments to the commandments God has made.
或者有些人在神的律法之外，另外再多加一些清规戒律。
For example,
譬如
the Bible says that a man and a woman should dress decently.
圣经教导我们，男人女人穿衣要合适。
Discreetly.
要很什么合适他的场合。
In a way that is not sensual.
就不要抛头露面，不要暴露。
But that doesn't mean a woman has to wear a dress that drags on the floor and cover her entire face with a towel.
这不是说的这个女人就蒙着面巾或者裙子拖到地上才叫做合宜。对。
The Bible says that, we should not spend our money on frivolous things.
圣经说我们不要把金钱用在那些奢侈浪费的地方。
Or be selfish.
或者自私自利的花费。
But that doesn't mean it's wrong to dress in a way that is appropriate and even attractive.
这意思并不意味着我们穿衣服要合宜，甚至很得体，很好看。
Legalism is when it puts demands on people that God doesn't put on people.
所以律法主义是加一些律法，加一些清规戒律，在神没有在加在我们身上之外的一些要求。
Being holy
成为圣洁
doesn't mean being sad.
不等于成为苦哈哈。
It doesn't mean being lifeless.
也不是说毫无生气。
Holiness does not destroy joy. It is the foundation of joy.
圣洁不会毁掉我们的喜乐，相反的，圣洁是我们喜乐的源头。
I'm sitting down with a group of preachers.
我跟一群传道人坐在一块儿，有一次。
And start laughing about something.
我们开始就幽默讲笑话了。
They said, "What are you laughing about?"
他们就问我你笑什么笑。
I said, "Oh, last night."
哦，昨天晚上。
What happened?
发生啥事
？Well, my wife was in the kitchen.
我妻子在厨房里头。
My kids were in the kitchen.
我孩子也在厨房。
And I grabbed their mother. And danced all the way out to the living room. And the kids were jumping around.
客厅里头, 孩子在我们周围蹦蹦跳跳,
you danced?
你跳舞?
I go, yeah, with my wife in the kitchen.
是啊，我跟我妻子在厨房里跳舞啊。
While the kids were jumping around and screaming and dancing.
我的孩子就疯疯癫癫在那蹦蹦跳跳啊。
Yeah, but you're the guy who preaches all those mean messages on YouTube.
哎，你就是在那个优酷上面讲那些凶吓人的信息，那个传道人就是你啊。
I thought that you just fasted and beat your children, and that was it.
我以为你成天紧食祷告，成天打孩子。
No.
不不不不不不不。
Holiness.
圣洁。
Saying no to sexual immorality.
是向那不道德的事说不。
Saying no to lovelessness.
向那些没有爱的事说不。
Seeking to walk in a way that's pure.
是要追求圣洁纯洁的事儿。
It promotes joy.
圣洁提倡,
and all the wonderful things God's given us.
而且这是神给我们的享受的美好的物, 我们应该享受,
like dancing with your wife in the kitchen.
就像跟你妻子在厨房里头跳舞。
My wife always says, I have five, she says, I have five children.
我的太太常常说, 我有五个孩子。
And people say, no, you have four children.
但人家说你只有四个啊, 怎么五个?
You're forgetting about Paul.
你忘掉保罗也是, 我的大儿子,
five children.
五个,
and he's the most difficult.
这个大儿子最难搞。
People will come to me and they'll hear me preach.
有人来听我讲道。
And then they'll come visit me in my home.
然后到我家来探望。
And they'll go,
他们会说,
you laugh too much.
你笑得太多了，过分了。
You tell too many jokes.
你讲太多笑话。
Your children are just jumping around happy.
你孩子是蹦蹦跳跳的，太喜乐了。
I say, yeah.
我说对呀。
The fruit of the spirit.
圣灵所结的果子。
Love.
仁爱。
Joy.
喜乐。
Peace.
和平。
Patience.
忍耐。
Kindness.
恩慈。
Goodness.
良善。
Faithfulness.
我信实。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Self-control. Now we do struggle with the self-control part of our house. I'm trying to convince my wife that we need to hang a rope from on the second floor, so that me and the kids can swing down to the first floor. She says, no way.
她说不行。
A holy home should be a very happy home.
一个圣洁的家庭也应该是一个喜乐的家。
We're not talking about slavery.
我们讲的不是受奴役。
We're talking about love.
我们讲的是爱。
And joy.
喜乐。
You see.
看到吗?
And you know what else is in a holy home?
你知道在一个圣洁家里应该还有什么?
The father,
爸爸,
going to the children,
到孩子面前,
and asking for forgiveness,
请儿女原谅,
when he doesn't truly represent Christ.
当这个爸爸没有好好代表神的时候, 要求儿女的赦免。
The father recognizing when his attitude is bad because he's had a hard day at work.
当爸爸认识到他工作太忙了，所以他的态度不好，他要求儿女赦免。
Or the children watching father ask for forgiveness from mother.
或者孩子看到爸爸向妈妈道歉。
Because he felt like he was putting his interest above hers.
因为他认识到他太自私了，没有把他的妻子，没有照顾他的。 孩子，这不是十全十美啊。It's
also asking for forgiveness.
然后就求主赦免，如果。And
receiving it.
然后也接受对方的道歉和赦免。And
giving it.
也赦免对方。See,
holy.
这是圣洁。Now. 好。
He says, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
他说，敬畏神得以成圣。
What does it mean, perfecting holiness?
什么意思啊？ 得以成圣,
it means making it complete.
得以成圣的意思就是达到圣洁,
or accomplishing holiness.
或者成全圣洁,
and it simply means growing in holiness.
简简单单, 就是在圣洁中不断长进。
That is should be one of our great goals.
是应该是我们其中一个人生的一大目标。
Is to be more holy.
就是越来越圣洁。
And what does that mean?
什么意思？
To love God more.
就是更加爱神。
To love people more.
也爱人更深。
To grow in Christ's likeness.
越来越效法耶稣基督的模样。
It doesn't just mean you have a whole bunch of rules.
不仅是有一大堆清规戒律，不准这个，不准那个，不。
It means you're becoming like Christ.
那说你越来越像基督。
Submitting to the commands of God.
你顺服神的诫命。
Justification.
称义。
When we believe in Jesus,
当我们信靠基督的时候，
we are justified before God.
我们在神面前立刻得以称义了。
God declares us to be legally right with Him.
神宣告我们在律法上称义的地位。
And He treats us as right with Him.
也对待我们是无罪的，是义的。
Sanctification.
成圣。
There's two different ways of looking at sanctification.
我们可以从两个角度来看成圣啊。
One is positional sanctification.
一是地位上的成圣。
And the other is progressive or practical sanctification.
二是实际的或者是渐进的成圣。
Positional sanctification.
地位的成圣呢？
The moment I believed in Jesus,
就是我们信靠基督的那一刻，
I was cleansed by His blood,
我就被他宝血完全洁净，
and I was separated or set apart for God.
我已经被神分别为圣了，是归属于他的。
I'm now His.
我们如今是属他的。
That happened through faith.
这是因着信而成就的。
Progressive or practical sanctification,
而渐进的成圣，或者是实际的成圣呢？
Now that I am right with God,
就现在我已经与神和好了。
Reconciled to God,
我已经站在义的地位上了。
Separated to God as His child,
我是归属于他的，是属他的儿女啦。
I will now study the scriptures.
我现在要好好读圣经了。
I will pray.
我要祷告。
I will fellowship with the godly.
我要与敬虔的人交通。
All with the purpose of becoming more and more holy in my daily life.
都是为了一天比一天更加的圣洁，为了这个目的。
I will be perfecting holiness.
我要得以成圣。
Now there's two ways in which that happens.
借着两个方式我们得以成圣。
One is negatively.
一是负面的。
We must separate ourselves from those things that make us dirty.
就是我们必须与那些玷污我们的一切事物隔绝，远离，负面。
Let's say I have a shower. You know, I get inside of a shower.
譬如我去洗澡啊。
And it has two different shower spigots, fountains coming out.
有两个那个。
Where the water comes out.
那个水叫什么？水龙头啊。
On this side, it's clean water coming out.
这边是干净的水。
And on this other side, it's filthy water coming out.
那边是肮脏的水。
It doesn't matter how long I stay in the shower, I'm not going to get clean.
那不管我在那个洗澡间里头待多久，我永远不会干净。
So if you're studying scripture 12 hours a day,
对，如果就算你每天12个小时读圣经，
but you're also being defiled by the world, 12 hours a day.
同时呢，你也被这个世界十二个钟头玷污。
You're not going to get clean.
你永远洗不干净。
You got to stop the flow of the dirty water.
你必须要把那个脏水给堵住。
Now again, we're not supposed to move out into the woods all by ourselves.
我再说一次，我们不是要跑到深山老林做和尚躲起来。
Or go live on top of a mountain.
或者住在一个高山上。
Where there are no people.
那里没有人，与世俗隔绝，不是那个意思啊。
But as we live in this world,
但就算我们活在世上的时候，
we ought to walk with caution.
我们要谨言慎行。
And ask ourselves,
我们要扪心自问，
is this going to defile me?
我做的这件事会不会使我被玷污呢？
Is this going to make me dirty?
这个会不会使我肮脏污秽呢？
If it is,
如果会的话，
I don't need to do it.
我就不要碰它。
And then I need to renew my mind positively in the Word of God.
那正面的呢？我要不断的借着神的话语，心意更新而变化。
Now we're going to close here, but I want to say this.
好，我们现在结束，但我要说。
You know, in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it tells us to renew our mind.
你知道罗马书第十二章一到二节告诉我们要心意更新而变化。
But it doesn't tell us how.
没有告诉我们如何
But in other places in Scripture, we can see many ways in which our mind can be renewed.
在圣经别的地方，我们可以看到我们如何能够更新我们的心意。
The primary means is the Word of God.
最主要的途径是借着神的话语。
Reading.
读圣经,
studying,
研读圣经,
memorizing,
背圣经,
meditating,
默想圣经,
obeying the word of God.
顺服圣经, 顺服神的话。
Another way is through prayer.
另外一个途径呢, 是借着祷告,
crying out to God for strength.
求神给我们力量,
for grace,
给我们恩典,
not to fall into temptation.
然后不遇见试探, 救我们脱离凶恶。
Another way is through good preaching.
另外一个途径呢, 是借着听的好的讲道。
Another way is fellowshipping with God's people.
还有一个途径呢, 是与神的百姓交通, 在团契。
I surround myself with godly people.
我周围都是敬虔的弟兄姊妹们。
Godly living people and godly dead people.
不仅是活着的敬虔人, 还有那些死掉的敬虔人。
You say, how do you do that?
你说你怎么跟死人交通?
Well, the living people, that's easy, right?
跟活人交通很容易吗?
Other Christians who love the Lord.
其他爱主的基督徒跟他们团契。
And I try to find other Christians that love the Lord and are more mature than I am.
我会找一些比我那些爱主的比我更加成熟老练的人。
Which isn't very difficult to find.
不难找到比我更好的人了。
But I also read biographies and writings of men and women who are known throughout history as having loved the Lord.
不但如此，我更读那些教会历史上那些爱主的、敬畏神的。我读他们的自传，读他们所写的书，与他们交通。
You cannot be a strong Christian.
你不可能成为
by yourself.
自己跑单帮成为好基督徒的。
Christianity is not designed for you to live it alone.
基督徒的生命，神没有让你一个人的独自的来成为好基督徒。
You need a biblical church.
你需要一个合乎圣经的好教会。
And a biblical church needs you.
一个好教会也需要你。
And so those are the ways in which we renew our mind.
好，借着这些途径呢，我们可以心意更新而变化。
Now, if you're here today,
如果你今天在这儿。
You may have some great decisions that you have to make.
也许你面对一些重大的抉择。
There may be some great changes.
也许重大的改变。
That you need to make in your life.
你需要做一些改变的。
You need to do that.
你需要做。
Maybe changes as an individual.
也许你个人要改变。
Maybe changes as a husband.
或者你做丈夫的, 你需要改变,
or as a wife.
或做妻子的,
你需要改变, as parents.
或做父母的,
as children.
或做儿女的,
as brothers and sisters.
或者弟兄姊妹,
as friends.
或者朋友,
as church members.
或者教会的会员,
as pastors.
或者身为牧师,
maybe there are great changes that need to be made.
也许你需要做很大的改变,
make them.
做吧,
just do it.
照着去行。
If you're here today and you don't know Christ,
如果你今天在这儿，你还不认识耶稣基督。
Maybe you're very religious.
也许你很多宗教背景。
Maybe you go to church all the time.
也许你总是去聚会、做礼拜、上教堂。
Maybe you work a lot for the church.
也许你在教会头服侍很多，做这个做那个。
That doesn't mean you're a Christian.
不见得你就是基督徒了。
A Christian is someone who recognizes their salvation is only through the work that Christ has done.
基督徒，一个真基督徒是认识到他的救恩是在乎，唯独基督为他成就的。So
many people who are in the church，
很多人在教会里啊。When
I really counsel them，
当我辅导他们的时候，They
end up saying something like this，
他们最后会说，
I am going to heaven，
我 I am
going to heaven，
我会去上天堂。
I'm a good person.
因为我心地善良，我是个好人。
I work real hard in the church.
我在教会里头服侍很多啊，我。
You're not going to heaven.
你上不了，你进不去。
If that's your hope,
如果那是你的指望的话，
you're not a Christian.
你不是个真基督徒。
The Christian says,
一个真基督徒会说，
I'm going to heaven.
我会进天国。
For one reason,
只有一个原因。
Jesus Christ died for me.
耶稣基督为我而死。
That's my only hope.
这是我唯一的指望。
Not baptism.
不是我的洗礼。
Not my church service.
不是我在教会的服侍。
Nothing.
没有任何事儿。
All my good works are like filthy rags.
我一切的义行都像污秽的衣服。
Christ and Christ alone has saved me.
唯独基督拯救了我。
By faith,
我是凭着信,
I am justified.
我得以称义。
And if you don't fully understand that, you want to talk about it, then come to Larry or Pastor Patrick or to me, and we'll talk about it.
如果你不明白这个道理，等一下你可以向严牧师或者找保罗华学或找我们，我们愿意跟你谈。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your kindness in giving us your word.
父，我们因着你把你的话赐给我们，我们感谢你，谢谢你的慈爱。
Father, that your word might find its place in the heart of everyone here.
愿你的话语在每一个这里的人的心中生根发芽。
Bringing about conversion in some and sanctification in others.
导致某些人的得救，另外一些人的成圣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.